Previously on Algoa FM.
It is Algoa FM, your music, your world, on a Saturday morning with myself, Charlton Tobias, Charlie T. And it is Heritage Month. As a result, we are celebrating it right here on Algoa FM. And speaking about our favorite South Africans, music groups. And one of my favorite groups, as it turns out, is Cinema. Always had them in the car growing up with Dad. I say growing up, but it was in the later days at varsity. And of course, they formed back in 1986. Ian, Alan, also Ralph, Chris Frank and the guys. Craig was there as well. But one of my favorite, when he was part of the lineup in the 80s, I think it was 1988, Jared Aston. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm very well, thanks. Good to be chatting to you, and thanks for that great intro.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I mean, you joined as vocalist on their second album, Somewhere in Time, which was released in 1988.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually met the guys a little bit earlier than that at the concert in the park, 1985, I think it was around about the beginning of the year. I can't remember exactly, but you know, we had 100,000 people at that event, and
yeah.
Ian and Chris were playing with Pierre de Chamois at the time, and I was the drummer in a band called Face to Face, and
yeah.
We were on the lineup. We kind of hung out and were chatting, and then I left the band Face to Face a few months after that, and then bumped into Chris at a club in Hillbrow. After one of the gigs, and he was, he said, we're looking for a drummer. Would you be keen? And I was like, yeah, I'm in. So, you know, a few weeks later, I was a drummer for Cinema. And as it happened, I started singing with the guys backing vocals. And then one day after a couple of beers, I got brave enough to come out from behind the drums and go forward and sing John Lennon's Imagine. And that was it. The bug bit, and people clapped, and I started writing songs with Chris. And Ian, who was the drummer, who eventually went on to be the vocalist, that's why I joined as the drummer. He left the band, so
yeah.
the lead vocalist spot opened up, and that was it, you know. And I became the lead vocalist of Cinema. We wrote songs, and wow, you know, had some great times. And That's kind of, as I say, that's how it went.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to ask you about that, and you explained it so nicely. And of course, you said you guys wrote songs, My Kind of Girl, probably one of your biggest hits. How did that come about?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was actually written by Chris. He had fallen in love with a dancer at Gold Reef City, which is one of the venues that we were performing at. And he kind of wrote the skeleton of this song and brought it to me. And I kind of changed the groove and played around with it and, you know, worked on the arrangement with him. And we recorded it. The initial recording was terrible. I wish I had a demo copy that I could send you guys, because it was absolutely a shocker.
Yeah.
And it just didn't sound great. We even did a music video, a really cheap music video for that. And we kind of put it out there, and it didn't work very well. But so we went back. We reworked it, we rearranged it, we put the sort of the 6/8 groove on it that became, you know, the final mix.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was it. We had a few, you know, Alan Lazar was the keyboard player at the time, and you know, he went on to play keyboards and write many of Mango Groove's big hits, and he wrote African Dream, Ricky Sampson's big hit, but you know, he was our keyboard player at the time. So between him, myself, and Chris, we rearranged the track, went in and re-recorded it, and you know, we had this hit, and it just sort of took off, and it was just an amazing experience. And you know, as you know, the song is still being played on radio today, which yeah. is, you know, 40 years later. It's a great legacy to have.
Yeah, between My Kind of Girl and Inside and Out, I think those are the two biggest. It's still trending in on the South African charts and market, so to speak.
Yeah, well, interestingly, the second single, Inside and Out, from that album, was actually a bigger hit in terms of sales than My Kind of Girl.
Really? I didn't know that.
My Kind of Girl was a bigger hit on radio, and you know, got a lot of airplay, and more so than Inside and Out. But Inside and Out, the actual single itself, sold more than My Kind of Girl, which was kind of weird at the time. But not that it really matters. People remember Cinema. They remember the song My Kind of Girl. You know, if I sing Inside and Out to people, they go, oh yeah, no, I remember that one as well. But My Kind of Girl is the hit. It's the one that you know, everybody will remember the band for.
Jared, I know that the band regrouped recently. We'll get into that. But you're no longer part of the group. What are you up to these days?
I'm still very much involved in the music business, but I'm in the music tech side. So I have companies. One of the companies called Radio Monitor, where we track music being played on radio stations like yourselves.
Yeah.
And we're a global company. We track in 120 countries. And I have another company that is involved with music rights, publishing, and royalties. So we, you know, we do a lot of work helping composers and rights holders understand exactly how much money they should be earning from all the different platforms, not only radio, but TV, but streaming, live performances, etc. So that's I've been involved with that for the last 10 years. Prior to that, I was very much involved in, I had an entertainment agency for 20 years and managed and worked with many local and international artists. I promoted many international concerts. I worked a lot with Jonathan Butler. We came down to Port Elizabeth. It was 10 years ago. We opened up the conference center at the casino.
I actually want to share a story. I'm sorry to disturb you before I forget.
Yeah.
Obviously, being a big fan of cinema, my dad bought from Whisper to a Scream the album, and we used to travel to Cape Town in the car. The album was playing cinema, and I became a big fan, and that's why the call ended up the way it did this morning. And I was obviously with Algoa already, and I was asked to MC the opening of the conference center at the Boardwalk, and a contact number was given to me. Jared, I had to phone Jared. I was the MC for Jonathan Butler. Being a big, massive fan of cinema, met you eventually. We met, I don't know if you can recall, but we met backstage. I was the MC.
I did. I remember.
It was bothering me, and I said, Dad, you know, the face. I know this guy. And it wasn't long I realized I've just spoken to Jared Aston from Cinema, the lead singer. And my dad said, oh, my word. But my dad said his hair was so short, he had a brush cut. What happened to all the big hair from the 80s, like Bon Jon Jovi? He just laughed it off, you know. But, yeah, I met you initially and did not know it was you. It was just a weird moment, but I realized afterwards.
I remember that. Yeah, it was a great, great event. I remember meeting you as well. And the opening of that conference center was amazing. But that just reminds me, you know, talk about the big hair. I often bump into people nowadays that say exactly the same thing. Oh, wow, you know, you look different. What, you know, what happened to the hair? And I'm like, well, you know, it's like 40 years ago I cut my hair.
People still expect you to be wearing that style, eh?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at your heroes from back in the day, I think everybody expects them to kind of remain the same, because in their heads, we've always been this kind of thing, you know, and we had pictures of them on the wall or seen album covers, and we don't expect that our heroes are going to age, but we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's a good thing. You know, I'm still very healthy, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I run marathons, I'm very active. But we get older. But I just thought it was funny that people say, hey, what happened to the long hair? Where's the earrings?
Jared, the group, the cinema has regrouped. They've got a new lead singer. Your thoughts, how did what resulted in you saying, okay, obviously the group broke up. There were rumors of you reuniting. How did the new group come up with a new lead singer? And what made you decide not to rejoin? How did that all happen? What happened there?
Yeah. Well, we actually reformed 10 years ago. We did a festival, the Rewind Festival, with The Ocean and Nick Kershaw.
I remember.
The West, a whole bunch of acts. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. And then it was about 18 months ago where a good friend of ours passed away, and we went to his funeral. And we sat together afterwards having lunch, and we discussed the possibility of getting back together. And I was keen initially, but I said to the guy, look, you know, I don't want to be touring, you know, and I'm not keen on playing clubs and pubs, that kind of thing. You know, if we can get some festivals and we can do some nice corporates, you know, I'd be keen to do it for a couple of months or a year, and then we can relook at it again. It didn't really pan out that way. The guys were, you know, they're still working professionally as musicians, Mike and Chris, and, you know, that's kind of how they make their living. You know, they're pro musos. I wasn't, and you know, it just didn't work out for me. You know, there was no hard feelings, and they said, look, they've got this young guy who's really good. Would I mind if he joined the band? And I said, absolutely. You know, his name's Stefan. He's a great singer.
Yeah.
really good live. And you know, from what I've seen, I haven't seen the guys, you know, since they've been back together, but I've seen a lot of their social media videos, and it looks like they're having a great time. And, you know, I wish them well. Maybe sometime in the future there's a possibility that, you know, I could do a show with them if it works out that way. But, you know, for now, it's not really on my radar. And, yeah, I just wish them the best of luck with it.
Is the voice, your voice still warm? Does it still carry? Have you tried in the shower? My kind of girl, you know, melting it out.
I sing. My stepson plays the guitar. Yeah. Like we, you know, we kind of, we sing and we have a bit of fun. But yeah, I think the pipes are still there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of, I don't think you ever lose that. Might need a little bit of training, you know, get a little bit more roadworthy.
Yeah.
And that's like with my running, and I can't go out and run a marathon if I haven't trained for it. But same thing with singing. I couldn't go out and do a full show, but I could probably sing a few songs. So I think it's still there. I don't think it's something I'll ever lose. And, you know, maybe one day I'll come back and perform, either do a solo thing or join the band and do some gigs. But for now, you know, it's... We had a great time. I have a lot of respect for the other guys in the band. I have a lot of respect for the industry, people like yourself and radio stations like yours and others that supported us over the years and still continue to do so. You know, for me, it just makes me very proud to be part of this industry and to have given some joy and happiness to people that still remember the song, and it reminds them of the time when they were younger and in a little bit more carefree environment. And that makes me happy. And if I can leave this world knowing that, it would make me a very happy person.
I'll put you on the spot now. It is Heritage Month in South Africa this month. Who's your favorite South African? Do you have one?
Wow, I have many. My favorite South African right now, I suppose, you know, we have to say the Springbok rugby team, right? Yeah.
We'll take that. Listen, Jared, it's been a pleasure speaking to you and to catch up to you, and all the best with the business venture that you still have going, and thanks for the chat this morning.
You're most welcome, and thanks very much for everything that you've done, and great to chat with you as well.
Experience. Podcasts from AlgoaFM.co.za.